Today, Illinois Congressman John Kasten and his fellow House Democrats introduced a bill to protect taxpayer data from DOGE.
The actions that Musk and his IT goons have taken through their illegal, very clearly illegal, but so far unprosecuted actions, have already compromised millions of Americans' privacy and data security.
President Trump's proposed buyouts for federal workers are in limbo. A judge has temporarily blocked them and set a hearing for Monday. Jackie Simon of the American Federation of Government Employees is urging workers not to take the offer.
They're certainly required to trust Elon Musk and Donald Trump that they'll fulfill the terms of the contract. Their past behavior suggests that that might not be a good assumption.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner applauded the delay.
I don't believe it's been funded. I don't believe Donald Trump has any history of ever paying his bills. And I fear that federal employees may be marked for later riffing, potentially without any compensation.
The offer states workers who leave would be paid through September, but as of now, the government is only funded through mid-March. The NCAA is updating its transgender athlete policy.
Following the Trump administration's executive order, the NCAA will now limit competition in women's sports to student athletes assigned female at birth only. A student athlete assigned male at birth may not compete for an NCAA women's team, but is allowed to practice with that team and receive the same benefits such as medical care. The NCAA says the president's order provides a clear national standard. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump suffered another legal setback today. Here's Loyola law professor Lori Levinson.
The federal judge in Washington not only ruled against Donald Trump's executive order trying to bar birthright citizenship, but he actually scolded the president and the government as well.
The judge said birthright citizenship is a fundamental constitutional right. In Altadena, near Los Angeles, the Reverend Al Sharpton is visiting black families who are trying to recover from the wildfires.
These families need to be restored, and there should not be bias between how you handle one side of the victims and the other.
Southern California Edison says one of its idle transmission lines may have started the Eaton fire, but there's no evidence of that yet. More rain is in the forecast for Southern California tonight, and that's raising concerns about possible mudslides in burned areas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The city of Racine is in mourning. Alder Molly Jones from the 2nd District has passed away with a statement out from the city. Jones was just reelected last year to the 2nd District. For updated information about her death and the reaction from Racine's leaders, check out RacineCountyEye.com. Freezing rain caused chaos in Racine County last night. There were 20 accidents, a four-hour interstate closure, and damage to four sheriff squads. The conditions led to multiple spinouts, jackknife semis, and damage to those squads. No deputies were in their vehicles when they were hit. A series of alleged sexual assaults on massage therapists in Racine and Kenosha has come to light following an arrest. 31-year-old Henry White of Racine is charged with second-degree sexual assault. He was arrested after a reported incident on January 30th at a North Main Street business in Racine. Investigators discovered multiple similar cases. The criminal complaint says some victims were allegedly reluctant to report due to fears about their immigration status. And again, to recap our top story, Alder Molly Jones from Racine's 2nd District has passed away. Don Rosen will have Mayor Corey Mason on tomorrow for a reaction. For the latest now, check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've gotten to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy this evening, then the wind dying down later tonight. A mostly clear sky with a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 30. Then some snow developing for Saturday, an inch or two of accumulation. It's 39 right now.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie, help, help me, Ronnie. 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 Help me, Ronnie, yeah, get her out of my heart. She was gonna be my wife and I was gonna be her man. Come on, Ronnie. But you let another guy come between us and share my plan. Come on, Ronnie. Oh, Ronnie, you caught my eye. And I can give you lots of reasons why. You gotta help me, Ronnie. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie. Help, help me, Ronnie. Help me, Ronnie. Help, help me, Ronnie. Help me, Ronnie. Help, help me, Ronnie.
It's WRJN. Coming up this weekend, it's another Jeans Jazz series at the Racine Theater Guild, and Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council. When is it again, and who's playing?
The Leonard Simpson Trio on Saturday night. So that's a chance to catch some fine jazz here in the local community.
I love the story behind Jean's Jazz Series, too. It's been around for a very long time, but was started in memory of a great jazz lover in the Racine community, in her memory from her widower, Joe Mooney, who's a terrific arts supporter in the community as well. I just love that story.
You can't say enough about Gene Mooney and Joe Mooney and what this series has meant to the Racine community and the Racine Theater Guild. You are absolutely correct.
All right, thanks, Diane. It's Gene's Jazz Series this Saturday night at the Racine Theater Guild. I'm Kurt Ballman on WRJN.
If all my dreams come true, I'll West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
I take for granted that you're always there.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Is your home like my home is? It's a nice home, but it needs a little updating. You might want to check out the Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's coming up March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall. You can check out trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations too. It's March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall, 10 till 4 each day, $10 at the door. We're going to be there too with some live broadcasts, so you can stop by and say hi. And it's all from the Racine County I. So if you want more information on the Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, check out racinecountyi.com. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
About history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know what it one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know
much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here a survey finds 23% of adults have cried at work. Now here's a tip for bosses. If one of your top five office expenses is Kleenex, you probably need additional management training.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me.
We'll be right back.
WR Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school basketball, WRJN. Don't forget, the tradition of covering high school sports continues tonight as Racine Park takes on Racine Case. Pre-game in about an hour or so at 6:30, tip-off at 7 with Dick Graceffa. You can hear it right here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Racine is in mourning. Alder Molly Jones from the 2nd District has passed away with a statement out from the city. Jones was just reelected last year to the 2nd District. For updated information about her death and the reaction from Racine's leaders, check out RacineCountyEye.com. Freezing rain caused chaos in Racine County last night. There were 20 accidents, a four-hour interstate closure, and damage to four sheriff squads. The conditions led to multiple spinouts, jackknife semis, and damage to those squads. No deputies were in their vehicles when they were hit. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is commending the coordinated efforts of dispatchers and deputies. Flight for Life was called but couldn't come for a Caledonia crash this morning. It happened at Highway K and Gulf Road at around 7. One person was trapped in a vehicle and another was suffering a serious leg injury. Flight for Life was placed on standby but couldn't come due to the weather. And again, to recap our top story, Alder Molly Jones from Racine 2nd District has passed away. Don Rosen will have Mayor Corey Mason on tomorrow for reaction. For the latest now, check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy this evening, then the wind dying down later tonight, a mostly clear sky with a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 30. Then some snow developing for Saturday, an inch or two of accumulation. Currently it's 37.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And while you personally may only be consuming, say, 4,000 calories on Super Bowl Sunday, a figure I just pulled out of thin air, according to the Calorie Control Council, the snacks eaten by Americans watching the Super Bowl will contain 4 million pounds of fat.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me. She loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Each month, we're going to promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety.
Leroy Brown.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. All right, you're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. He's got Racine Mayor Corey Mason in studio with him, updating you on what's going on with Racine City Government. Also, Mike Clemens discusses the week in sports, and Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters has movie news and weekend new releases. It's all coming up tomorrow morning, 6 till 9, on the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it be?
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and a little bit later, it's Racine Park at Racine Case, high school basketball on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
When the truth is found to be
WRJN. Thank you.
leave.